Chapter 1. I smiled as I looked in my rearview mirror and thought about the words that I'd spoken along with a small group of women at Zara's house just a few minutes ago. Big girls are bold, inspired, and genuine. I didn't hold back today with my sharing, and all of the women there had been nothing but encouraging. We'd really formed some tight bonds over the last few months, and I had Zara to thank for all of it. The day that she'd walked into our normal, if not boring, weight loss support group had changed my life for the better. Her confidence and great attitude was infectious. I found myself believing that more was possible every day. Somehow I just believed it when she told us all that we didn't have to wait for anything, especially not until we lost weight, to start living our dreams. As corny as that might sound, I understood what she meant, because I was definitely one of those people. For the past few years, it seemed that I'd been in a constant state of waiting. I couldn't really move forward until I looked and felt a certain way. And that was directly tied to the numbers I saw on the scale every morning. Well, it certainly didn't help that my boyfriend, Joe, was constantly reminding me about the diet that I was somehow not doing a good enough job with. I'd been much smaller when I first met Joe, and I knew that he'd had a difficult time with the way that I'd changed over the past few years. When I met him, I'd been pretty fit and active. And confident, I thought, as a memory of being on stage with the band flashed in my mind. But when I'd met Joe, my mother had still been alive. My mother had been my best friend, and when she passed away unexpectedly, it had left me devastated and depressed to the point where I didn't care about anything for a while, the least of which was my weight or how I looked. I turned to food for comfort, and then it all just became a series of bad habits. Joe had been there for me in the beginning, but I could almost sense when he'd begun to lose patience with me, and he certainly had not held back what he'd felt about my changing body. Sometimes it had really ticked me off to the point of my feeling rebellious toward him and what he wanted my body to look like. I shook my head, as if it would help me to stop thinking of the negative things and get back to focusing on everything that was positive in my life right now. I'd finally started working out at the gym again, and a few of us from the group were meeting regularly to walk in the park. I was feeling better than I'd felt in a long time, and I knew that the positive vibes had to be rubbing off when it came to my relationship with Joe. And then there was my coaching with Zara. So far, we'd only had 2 official sessions, but I could already feel the positive effects of having someone to help me find some direction for my life. I knew that hiring Zara to be my life coach was finally going to be the thing that helped me to get back on track, not just with my weight loss and fitness goals, but with my life in general. I grinned, feeling more inspired than I'd felt in a very long time. I heard the beep of an incoming text and reached down into my purse while waiting for the traffic light to change. "Where are you, Nicole? On your way home? I gotta leave for the studio soon." It was from Joe. We were going to try to catch one another at my place for a few minutes before he left for the recording studio for the afternoon and I headed into work. I really wanted to talk to him about everything that I was so excited about. "Yes. My place in 10 minutes?"
"Sounds good. Don't be late."
I brushed off his comment because I was rarely late. Nothing was going to ruin the good mood I was in today. "Can't wait to see you. Love you. XO."
"K."
"K?" I bit my lip, trying not to feel the sting of it. "He's just in a hurry. You can't really read anything into quick-typed conversations these days.